And she was she a housewife?
Yeah, too? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know anything about her education?
It was by lack of long as then they just didn't have the chance.
Just very little?
Very little, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But do you know if she could read and write?
Yeah.
She could?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about your other grandmother, Grandmother?
She was a Meredith, mm-hmm. But now she didn't have any education.
No education?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She couldn't read nor write.
She couldn't. Mm-hmm. And she was housewife too?
Yeah.
And she was born in
right
the same area?
Yeah, right there in that community.
Mm-hmm. What about your wife, man? What's her name?
She was a man, Jerry daughter. Her name's, they call her, her name is Robbie Lois. And she was raised right there. You know where she was raised. You go right out to college, by the college, and it's about 3 miles out that road. The old house, the old home house is sitting there. It was a good house, but it's just before you get to the road it, where you're coming out towards the banks. The road then right above her house, well, she owns that land now, and the fella that runs, he's a barber, the fella that judge against Ben Reed lives right there now.
Oh, Gentile?
Yeah. No. No. The first. And it come out, that road come out down at Jim place, it's paved. No, it's the first primary in May. What was that? He was a barber, what was it? He run against Ben.
I know what you're talking about. What is his name?
But anyhow, he lives right there on my... he got a little piece of land from my wife, about an acre. Mm-hmm. And the road turn goes out and comes to the Brundage Road now, you know, where Jim used to live. Mm-hmm. And this other road goes on around in the banks.
I remember that fellow's first name. His first name's Raymond, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't remember his last name either. Okay, how old is your wife, Mr.?
She's 68.
68. Does she go to church?
Yeah.
Much?
Not well. She goes when she can. Mm-hmm. We have a handicapped grandchild, and I adopted him from a boy. I mean, Jerry had three children, and the first one was a girl, and then the little boy coming along, and he had a brain injury. And he's 23 years old, going on 24, and I tell you, then the next kid was a little girl, and they were going to put him in a home, and I just didn't want that done, so, well, they did carry him up there to Pine. And what was the name of the place?
Andy Mayer.
Yeah, Montgomery. And I'd say in the middle of the week, and I went up there maybe Saturday or Fridays, anyhow, is when I went. Yeah. And the little fellow was just damn near dead. And in there with a kid that just make a fuss like, not even like a human. And I just damn sure didn't sleep none when I got home that night. And I sent him up there. Bobby and Jane, the kid's mother, the next morning and told him to get him, go get him alive with us. So they did, and I've been at him ever since. So naturally that's had me and Bobby handicapped to a certain extent.
I guess she's not able to belong to any clubs or anything like that.
Well, she used to belong to clubs, but she's she don't have time. And
Is she a Baptist too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about her education? How far did she get to go?
She finished high school, is all.